Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Being that I live in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's get ready to dive into these confessions with people I know and people that I've never met. Hi guys, welcome to the next episode of the City Confessions. Today I have Andreina Valderrama. She's a fashion and lifestyle blogger from New York City and also a fashion marketing expert specialist. And she takes amazing, amazing photos and her edits are insane. So welcome.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I bet you the viewers and the listeners are like, ooh, what's that accent?
I know, it's because I am from Venezuela.
So I love that.
You have a Latina here today.
Hey girl, hey. Okay, so I want to begin by first having you introduce yourself. Tell the listeners kind of your story about where you grew up and how you came to New York and just what you do.
Yeah, sure. So I am from Venezuela, as I just told you. I spent almost all my whole life there, but 3 years ago, I moved to New York. This is a long story, but I am going to try to make it short. But Venezuela is facing like a crazy government, socialist government right now. And I used to be a professor there, a college professor.
Wait, I didn't even know this.
Yeah.
I'm teaching what?
Young professor marketing and like Spanish.
Oh my God.
It was nice. So, and at the same time, I used to have my own marketing company, social media company.
Yeah. Wait, this is all new to me.
I know.
I think that makes sense why you have this like marketing and business mindset. I mean, we'll talk about that afterwards, but that's so interesting.
Yeah, I love marketing. I actually went to college for mass communication, but I focus in marketing my whole degree. So I really like it. So anyway, since I was working as a professor, I started like organizing some groups to protest against the government.
Oh my God, and look at you, a little activist.
I tried because, you know, Venezuela is really bad right now. But at some point, they kicked me out of the country. Yeah, so because, you know, protesting against them is not legal. So anyway, I bought my ticket to New York City. It was my first time in U.S., and it was my first time, of course, in New York City.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know nobody in the city. At that point, I didn't know where I was going to sleep. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh. Wait, this is crazy.
I was so scared, but
And you came by yourself?
Yeah, just by myself. My family, I mean, right now my father is here, but my mom and my sister, they are still there in Venezuela. So I got here, the first night was awful. I mean, trying to find some place to sleep. My mom found a girl by Facebook. And
this is like a movie.
It's like my life is like a movie.
That's crazy. I had no idea.
I think it's the first time that I talk about this, like open, you know, about this. But, you know, the first period of my life in New York was really hard because I didn't know any English. So I remember I was in the airport and they say, welcome to America. And I was like, I didn't understand like nothing. So it was hard because when you go to the country, you first need to try to get your legal papers. And I didn't want to work or do something illegal because I really want to live here, right? So I remember that I had like savings to live around 3 months, because yes, I used to have my company in Venezuela, but you know, when you change dollars to bolivars, it's like
Nothing, especially in New York. It's exactly. one of the most expensive cities to live in. Yeah,
and I pick New York because you know, because we like marketing and we like fashion, and this is the place to be. So, you know, I try to live like eating really bad, like bagels and Nutella every day.
Oh my god,
which is really bad because I am actually a healthy person. I really like to do exercise and I really like to eat like clean and low carb and blah blah blah. So anyway, after months, I got my papers to work legally. So I started working in a restaurant as a waitress for a while. So I learned English. I went to LaGuardia to a class that is like English as a second language. I took classes in this place that the name is Sony, I think so. That happened in like around 8 months. After 8 months, I actually didn't take a lot of classes because and I didn't have time because
you were working.
I had to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, because New York is expensive, guys. It's so expensive. So, but, you know, I used to take, like, 3 classes a week, which is, like, nothing if you are studying or trying to learn a new language. But I really want to work in marketing because at that point I told to myself, like, okay, you went to college 5 years and, you know, you need to do something with this. So 1 year after I got to the country, I started trying to find a job in marketing. And I found these amazing people that are my bosses right now. And they actually believe in me and they actually know that, okay, I know your English is not the best, but you are so good on what you are doing. So, okay, let's do this. It was the best because in actually that office, like, nobody speaks Spanish. So I learned really fast English because every time I tried to say a word, they were like, huh?
What
so
did
you
know, say?
Yeah, and I think that's the best way.
Of course,
Learn a new language.
Yeah.
And now I am here. I have a boyfriend right now.
Yeah, how did you guys meet?
So it was crazy.
Because I don't know this.
Oh my god.
But they are like the cutest couple. It's so, you guys are so cute.
Thank you. So I used to have a crazy roommate.
Oh, we all do. That was in New York? You could just add that to like the story.
Yeah. So I was looking to a place to move and he was my friend.
But how did you guys meet?
So he used to work in the restaurant. He actually works in the Empire State Building, attorney office.
Okay.
But he used to work in the restaurant like one chief or two chief or something like
so
that.
So with you at the time.
Got so we were together in that chief.
Oh, okay.
And we, you know, started talking, but just as friends. And at some point, their roommates, his roommates, were engaged.
Okay.
So he was looking for someone, some new roommate to live.
Okay.
And I was looking for someone and I really wanted to move at that point. So we were talking and I said, okay, let's move together.
Oh my
right
God.
Now. Yeah. It was crazy because at that point I didn't realize like, okay, you are going to
but
live with a guy.
But the funny thing is in New York, that's the reality of like the apartment searching and just the industry. No, because people are like so desperate to like leave. You know what I mean? To find a place, they're like, it is what it is, I'll make it work.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even think.
No, yeah. Like, finding a place in New York is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are going to live with a roommate, oh my God.
You have to make sure, like, you, yeah.
That person is, like, stable.
Yeah. I hear crazy stories. And that's the worst because, like, I just moved to an apartment, but, like we were talking about, actually, off air, but like your home is a sacred place, so to be able to come home and not feel comfortable or have that negative energy, I can only imagine how
it's horrible.
Yeah,
it's oh my god. Yes.
So then you guys were roommates and friends, and that's how you guys
We were friends and we were living together. Crazy, right? But we actually used to live great, like we were like a team. Like a great team.
Oh my god, I love hearing that.
So anyway, at some point we were a little bit drunk and he was telling me like, oh, you know, you are so pretty, I really like you.
Oh my god. And then one thing I had to
say, and we started dating.
Yeah.
So my life is crazy, guys. I know this.
So wait, the place you are now, is that...
It's the same place.
Oh,
yeah,
my
God. And we actually found that place in like a day. We were looking for a place in an app. I don't remember the name of the app right now. But anyway, we were looking for a place and I saw the apartment and said, oh, this is a good deal. This is actually a cute apartment, okay? It was 2 bedrooms. We actually have 2 bedrooms and we just used
Your place
one.
Is cute.
Thank you. So, and I like really like, you know, the neighborhood and it's nice because I am such a foodie and you can find a lot of presents.
Oh my God, wait, that's insane. I feel like your story is honestly such like, when people listen to it, they can feel inspired because it's literally a story of definition of like anything is possible.
Yeah. I mean, I, you know, when I moved here, it wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy situation for me because I was living. I mean, I remember that I packed like 2 jeans, like 3 shirts and a pair of Converse. That's it. So I go to New York City without nothing. But I really want my freedom and I really want my life. And I feel like America can give you that, which is kind of awesome.
Right.
That's why I love this country.
Mm-hmm.
So Venezuela was so bad. I mean, if you say something bad about the government, they can kill you. That's
so crazy.
Yeah. So it wasn't easy. But at that point of your life, you have 2 options. You know, you say, okay, this is my life. I can do anything about. Or you can say, you know what? I am going to take the best of this situation and I am going to become a better person. And that was my option. I just smiled to life and say, you know what? I am going to make this work. And it happened.
Yes, girl. Oh, my God.
Now we're in New York.
Wait, but I have to ask, was there ever a moment where you felt like giving up, or did you always just have this drive and constant you know, like motivation? And like,
I actually believe in what you think and what you say is your reality, so I always tell myself like, you can do it, this is not easy, but you know, life is not easy, and that's the funny stuff about life.
But do you think you always had that mindset? Because I like, just to bring it back to like myself personally, it's something that I've had to learn and like constantly tell myself, because there are times when I get in my head and I,
hard.
So I want to know, especially for somebody who's moved here, exactly what your story was. It something that, is this how you were raised, or how did you adopt?
I believe
this
like there were some points of like, for example, the first year here. I have my sister. My sister is 13 right now. And I was so close with her. And it was her birthday and I was here. So I was so sad. I was crying all night. But because of my family, you know, because, you know, if you are alone in a new city, it's really hard. But still, at that point, I just say, okay, I am doing this not just for me. I am doing this for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to make this work. I am such a positive person. I try to say, I can do it. I am going to do it. And sometimes it's hard. But I just try to, even with my mind, it's like, you can do this.
Yeah.
I am like, my hair is saying me, like, you can do it. So it's like a fire.
Yeah. And so you have to train your mind.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, and that's really hard.
Of
I mean,
course.
I try to, that's why I was telling you the other day, like, I like to journal, I like to read, I like to keep my mind doing stuff, because if you have a lot of free time, that's really bad.
I know.
Like, trust me.
Yeah, I know. You have to, like, constantly be, especially in New York, it's a city that almost forces you to be distracted and to be, like, always hustling.
Yeah.
So now that you are in New York, tell me what your favorite part about New York is.
I love everything about New York, to be honest.
There's nothing that you don't like?
No. Oh, come on, guys. I came from Venezuela, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, I love New York.
Yeah. It must be like a 180, right?
Yeah.
A complete change.
It was a huge change. But, you know, people here are amazing. Like, people understand my accent. And if they don't understand, they just, okay, what?
Can you ask for clarification?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, they are nice. They're open to me. They're open to listen, which is great. And in this city, if you work hard, you are going to make it. But you have to work really hard, which I like it.
And I know this is a great transition to Instagram because you are just killing it in the game right now. And you're somewhat of a newbie.
I know.
So tell me about your journey. When did you start? What motivated you to start your account? And just, the growth that you've been experiencing has been so amazing.
So around 2 years ago, I love photography. I went to college for this. So I know a little bit about WordPress, Adobe, you know, all this stuff, and marketing, of course. So it was hard to meet people in New York City. It was so hard because everyone is always busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I told myself, you need to find a way to meet people. And I was like working as a waitress, which I didn't like it. So you need to find a way to meet people and you need to find a way to do what you love to do. So, and also, I like to study, read books, you know, read like stuff in internet and blah, 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 blah. So I was checking like a lot of influencer profiles. And at that point I say, okay, this is fake. Because there is a lot of people that is doing a great job like you.
Oh,
I am so proud of you. But there are some people that is just like buying followers.
But did you already have an account at the time and was it more personal guy?
Yeah.
And you were following influencers?
Okay. Of course, because, you know, I love influencers.
Got it.
And before I buy something, I just go to an influencer.
Got
and
it.
Check.
And then did you ever have that moment where you were like, I can do that?
Yeah. So actually what happened was like I was complaining so much about the industry and people start telling me, if you are complaining, you need to do something about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's true.
Light bulb.
I already take photos like every weekend because I like to take photos just for fun. So it was hard for me to become an influencer, to be honest, because at that point I didn't like the word. And I feel like this happened to everyone.
Yeah, there's still just a negative like stigma.
Yeah. So, but I say, you know, this is not negative. You just need to influence people in a good way.
Yes.
Right? So I started I didn't plan to do what I am doing right now. But I just say, okay, I like to take photos. I like to edit. I like to, like, networking. So I feel like at the end of the day, this can be a great channel to meet people, to learn English, and to try to teach people about how to do the stuff in the right way. So that's why I started.
And you just started taking photos.
Yeah, I started taking photos. I didn't know a lot about actually the influencer industry because I remember that I was working in Venezuela, and Venezuela is so different. The market is so different to the U.S. market. But I just started taking photos and writing posts. I actually built my blog for myself. Everything is like, I didn't pay for anything. It was just like,
you do it yourself. It's a personal thing.
Yeah,
right?
Let's do this. So I just started writing posts. At the first time was hard because I didn't know if I should speak Spanish too. But after months, I realized, no, you don't need to because it's your way to practice English. And now this is your new life. And you need to understand that your new life is in English. So it's true, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So I started doing it. So taking photos and I was, okay, my first photos actually were horrible.
That's how you know you're growing. Though.
Yeah.
Like when I look back at my first photos or blog posts from like 2015, 2014, I'm like, oh my God. Like I cringe.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing because that's like, oh wow, that's who I was. That's where I started. And this is where I'm at now.
Yeah. Which is great because 100%. It's like we are learning so much.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes people think this is easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not. This is hard.
Especially when you have another full-time job.
Yeah, it's hard. Like sometimes people in my office are like, oh, you like to take photos, but it's not just about to take photos.
I know.
It's
we work together
yeah,
and
I
like
know.
You're like it's so crazy. like the time it takes, the effort. And I know you particularly, you're such a hard worker. And I think it shows, and I think that's why people appreciate your work. And that's why you have such a great, like, I think your theme and your brand, radiates positivity and this like positive frequency that people just by looking at your photos, it's like,
thank you. Right now I am like, what I am trying to do is of course like trying to say to everyone, come on, if this girl came from Venezuela and is reaching her goals here in New York, you can do it.
Yeah.
You don't have any, I mean, you have everything, you know, like you can do it. You don't have, how do you say this word? Like,
excuse? Wait.
Any excuse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Any excuse. So I am trying to like try to
you inspire,
that, inspire
people.
People.
You're a
and
prime
after
example.
That, I am trying to show my life in New York, which I love it because it's like it's my way to see the city,
right.
Which is great. And teaching people how to do stuff, and that's why I made the presets. So
you're doing amazing. I'll link it in the description, guys.
Yeah. That. You need to try my presets.
I know, I do.
Way.
Are you gonna give me like a sneak?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, of course. I'm going to send you like a
amazing
code for you, just for you.
Okay.
Okay, so now I kind of want to dive a little deeper and just, I always have my guests come in. Obviously, I always preface this by saying that it's like a safe environment and whatever you share is whatever, you know, is your choice. But I want to ask you, like, what keeps you up at night? And I think, like you said, we're always go, go, go. We're always so busy. But as friends and as just humans, like, I genuinely, like, want to know how you're doing. And so I'm asking you from, like, a good place. And is there anything bothering you right now? Or just are you, like, living your best life? Or are there certain stress or struggles that you are really going through that people don't know about?
So right now I am still dealing with my papers things, which is actually really slow. I have permission to work in America, but I don't have my green card like as a permanent resident in the country, which is like awful because you know you are working hard but you don't know if they are going to renew your temporal paper, so it's like hard. It's really hard to live like that, so we are trying to get those papers, which to be honest is slow and it's really hard, but we are trying to get there.
When you say we, who are you like referring to?
So actually my boyfriend Miguel is also from Venezuela. He has been living here for a lot of time, but I don't know if you guys know a lot about visas, but he's on their H-1B, which is kind of same as me. He can work, but he is not permanent resident. So
are you guys in the same boat then in terms of
it's a little bit different?
Okay.
Mine is a little bit different, but it's kind of same. I mean, we are working here, but right now we want to become like permanent residents, because we really feel this is our home and we are working hard here and we love America and we love New York. So you know, it's a process, and it's a process that sometimes is expensive and you need to have passion about that, but it's not easy. But at that point you just need to understand that you have to do everything legal and wait, because
it's a lot of patience,
yeah,
right?
It's a lot, yeah.
So I mean, I'm not familiar with the process,
not.
But is it like, I'm assuming there's like lawyers involved or like,
we have our lawyers and,
oh my god, that's so crazy.
Yeah, but still it's nice because I mean we have permission to work and you know we are just trying to become like permanent resident because this is our home right now. Other thing that sometimes is hard is like try to find balance between my 9-to-5 and my blog and my personal life, because
not to cut you off, but we spoke about this and I wanted, because I asked you like, do you want to become a full-time blogger? But your answer was
no.
So how would you draw the line between, you know, like obviously killing it in your 9-to-5 and being a great employee while also following this passion? Because I know that you pour your heart in and soul to the blogging and it takes so much time. So I guess that goes back to your struggle with finding balance. How are you doing that? And what is your ultimate goal?
So first, I think become a full-time blogger is not on my plans, because I feel like if you are an influencer, you have to have something on the side, because if you don't learn and if you are not making experience, how are you going to influence people in the way that I want to influence, you know, like teaching people or talking about my journey and not just about office or this kind of stuff, which is nice and I like it. I follow a lot of people just for office, for example, but offer funny videos, you know, but that's not what I want to do. So I need to keep myself working hard in my professional life to try to share all the things I learned with my audience. That's why I believe right now it's not my plans to become a full-time blogger. And to find the balance, I am going to tell you a little bit about a normal day in my life. So I wake up at 5 a.m. I do a little bit of journal. And after that, I do a little bit of exercise. I try to breathe. I try to eat something healthy. After that, I go to the office. I work like 9 to 5. I have such an amazing bosses. So if I actually have something special for the blog, I can ask them and they're going to say probably yes. So, which is kind of amazing, because if I have something to do in the office, I still can do it like at 7 p.m., 8 p.m., but I need to finish my work. Anyway, after that, at 5 p.m., I try to go to events, which is like, you know, a lot of time, because in this city, networking is really important, to be honest. And actually, it's the best way for me to practice English too. So I try to do that, not every day. I try to balance my life. Like in New York, you can find an event like every night or every day, every morning.
There's always something going on,
But the truth is that if I go to all of them, I am not going to have time to create. So I try to take like just 2 nights to go to events and be picky with them or with the brands. Like, oh, this is a brand that I want to work with. So, okay, I am going. Something like that. So after that, I go home, I try to write a post or I try to write a caption or I try to do something about my creative stuff. And at that point, like around 10 a.m., I try to, okay, it's time to go rest. To
yeah.
So I take a shower, like watch something and go to sleep. This is a normal day. What happened is that if I need to create content for a brand, and for example in the middle of Tuesday, so I need to change my routine, wake up early like 4 a.m. so I'm going to have time to take photos at morning time. Winter is harder because it's so dark, and that's why I learned how to take night photos because it was like dark all day, you know? So it's a little bit harder and it's so cold, so I know I don't like winter. I'm Latina. But you know, I just try to find the balance in my life, and I also think that you need to have a space for yourself, because I believe like creativity is like doing exercise. You need to train and train and train, and after that it is going to show up.
So, do you ever experience a creative rut?
Yeah.
And what do you do? Do you take a break?
Breaks.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. For example, when I start my blog, this is a good example, because I actually have been talking with a lot of bloggers, that new bloggers that are, I am kind of new too, but you know, newer than me, and that are, they are facing this right now. At some point, you do everything you have and you say, okay, but I need to do something else, because this is like not working anymore. So what you have to do, or what I think you have to do, is stop. Like I did that, I stopped my Instagram life for a month, to be honest, because I know my photos were good at the moment, but I believe that I wasn't adding value to my audience, so I needed to stop. And sometimes breaks are great. So for example, this is summertime, and right now we are trying to find time to go to the beach.
Like, because I have a relationship. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend takes all my photos, which is great because we are kind of together mm-hmm. when we are not in the office. But still, you need to have some, like, boyfriend and girlfriend time mm-hmm. without working.
Because, social life, yeah.
Social life. Like, I love to eat brunch, so right now we are trying, okay, let's go to eat brunch, or let's go to the beach, and let's take a break for the photos. I am doing this because I am planning right now almost everything what I am sharing, to be honest. Right now, for example, if I have a photo shoot, next week is going to be on Saturday, and I am going to try to shoot like 10 outfits and 10 different locations. So it's going to be a hard day, but after that I have like 10 days right. to just like write posts, be with Miguel. You know, I am trying to create more video content right now, so that's a lot of time too. So it's like, I feel if you plan your Instagram feed, because if there is something that we need to understand, is that Instagram is not your home. Instagram is not, it can be your main home. You have to have your website, because your website, I mean, what happened with you if Instagram is not there tomorrow? You know, you need to have your audience in other places. So I feel like you can't put all your time on Instagram.
All your eggs in one basket.
Yeah. You can't do that. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, you have to be smart.
Yeah, so just try, like, there is like some rules if you want to share content. And I mean, you can create like social different content for like 5 different social channels. But for example, if you are going to talk about podcasts, so you can share the podcast in the principal platform, and after that you can share tips to make podcasts on your blog, mm-hmm. and after that you can say how I do my podcast in other things. And it's kind of the same, but it's like you are giving away different information every channel, so people can go to each channel and find something new.
Totally agree. That's the smart. Look at her giving away tips on this podcast. Okay, so I also want to shift gears a little bit and just, obviously, it's called the City Confessions. What does that mean? Whoever comes on, we talk, you know, chit-chat, and then on the final note, I just ask them, like, what is your confession? And all my guests have, it's ranged from something serious, something silly, and it can be anything. So if you complete the sentence, my confession is, what is your confession?
Can I think about
of
this?
Course, yeah.
Because I actually don't know what to say. But
it can be anything. I'll give you some examples. Like, one of my past guests said, like, she never washes her face.
Oh, my God.
Another person was like, she has, like, a really professional job, but she's, like, super insecure. And then I had another, like, a model who was like, everybody thinks, you know, she's so confident, but she experiences self-esteem issues. And I think, like, a confession is different from a secret in a sense that it's not like you're holding it and you're like, oh my God, I want people to know. It's kind of like, it's like, I actually want to share this. And it can be, again, funny or silly or something, again, more meaningful. But that's why I just wanted to start this podcast, because I think we meet so many people. And just how we met is so incredible. And I'm always really fascinated by the way people think and what they've been through. I think stories are meant to be shared. So that's why, like, after hearing your story and everything that you know, stand for and believe in, now it comes to what is your confession.
I feel like my confession right now is that a lot of people think that, oh, you are making that in Instagram and you are having a lot of success. But for me, it's like, you are not having success right now. This is just the start. So, and right now I am trying to work a lot on my personal, like, life and soul, because in New York you work a lot, like 9 to 5, or you work in your blog, but you totally forget about you, and at the end of the day, that's really bad. And sometimes, this is, like, to be honest with you guys, there are some days that you just go home and cry, and it's not because it's something really bad happening in your life, it's just because you know that you don't have time for yourself. And right now I am going to a conference actually to try to fix that part of my life, because I love New York and I love the world, but we need always to find a space for us. And actually I was talking to you about that, because mm-hmm. I am like, so Shinto, okay, we need to read, we need to journal.
I feel like what you're saying really revolves around like self-care.
Yeah.
And just kind of prioritizing yourself.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to, like, again, misconstrue what you're saying, but is it the fact that you think people have this misconception that you're like loving Instagram and that's your whole life,
where, and your life is so amazing and everything is good,
but you have this whole other, like, also this whole other priority, I feel like. Do you ever share that though on stories?
To be honest, I am sometimes I'm afraid to talk in stories because of my English. So I am working on that. That's another confession. It's so hard for me because I know that this accent is not easy.
But it's fine. Oh my God, girl, I have so many friends.
So maybe
with
there's something like insecure on me about my accent. But come on, guys. I have been here for 3 years.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's holding it against you at all.
So, yeah, that's the kind of the stuff that I am leading. But, you know, in general, my life is pretty good. I am so happy. Mm-hmm. I am working hard. And I feel like this is the best part of life. Like, it's working. Because when you go to your goals, it's like, okay, I did it. And now what? Yeah. Let's find another goal. Yeah.
I love that. You're literally so inspiring. Like, I want to take a moment just to, like, acknowledge you and, like, appreciate you. And you taking out your time to come after work, and I know you have another appointment. No, I really do. Yeah. I'm saying it from like the bottom of my heart. Like, I think you are incredible. You are like superwoman.
Thank you. You too. And, you know,
and
that.
You motivate me too, because there are times, I mean, I feel like as a native New York, like born and raised, it's in my blood to like be a hustler. But there are times when, again, not that I'm like lacking in self in motivation, but you know, you kind of like, you're like chilling, and that's cool too, because we all need time to breathe.
Yeah, we're humans.
Yeah, and I do this full time, like you were saying. If there's any moment where I have a little too much time, I get distracted. You know, I do. That's, we have so many distractions.
So many.
And then I fall off path a little. But I feel like for you, you're so focused, and I think it comes from the fact of your story, and like, you know, it wasn't handed to you. Like, you worked hard for it, and I really really admire you. And I think like, again, what you stand for is so positive.
Thank you.
Think everybody sees that, which is why they're so attracted to aura.
I feel like I am going to be completely happy the day that I can take a photo to my Instagram with my mom. That's, I think, like my huge goal right now, because everything what I am doing right now is actually for them, for my
But I
family.
Know she's proud of you.
She is. she actually tells me like, oh, I don't like that photo. That photo is not good enough. And I'm like, what?
See, she's still, at least that's good though. She's not like easy going.
No,
like, oh,
she's not like, easy. Eh. She's sometimes like, oh, I love this. Yeah. It looks like a magazine photo. And sometimes like, oh, no. That was an iPhone photo.
Does she so approve funny. Before you post? Mostly? Like, do you get her approval?
Sometimes, you know, sometimes I say, okay, this is not good enough, so I'm just going to share because she's going to say something about.
Oh my God,
But it's nice. It's nice to have, like, these kind of people around you that say, oh, you can do something better.
When they're honest.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's really important.
Okay, I want to leave with two more questions.
Yeah.
So the second to last question is, if somebody is going through the same thing as you with the same story, let's say they're in a country or in a situation where it's not the best, what is your advice to them to like kind of get out of it and just follow their dreams? Because it's almost easier, obviously, said than done.
Yeah.
And if like I was in a situation and I heard your story, I can be like, well, yes, like she did it, but like that doesn't necessarily mean that I can do it.
Yeah.
So what would you, how would you, you know, encourage them?
First, don't find excuses. If you don't find excuse, you are going to make it, because you are going to be focused on what you want. And if you are focused on what you want, you are going to work for that. I think that's the key that everyone have to know. You know, so And you always have two options in life, as I told you. Like, oh, this is my reality, I can do anything about. Or, you know what, yeah, this is my reality right now, but I am going to change this chat.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So, and that's why if you, for example, are an immigrant, as me, if you go to a new country, just try to work harder than you used to work in your country, because remember, you are new here. So now you need to understand their rules, you need to understand the language here, you need to understand how, what they like, what are, I mean, you need to become, in my case, I really want to understand everything about America, because they don't need to understand us, to be honest. We need to understand them because we are new here. And after that, just try to have goals in life. And what I do, this is something personal and this works for me, is, for example, if I want to reach something, I try to write my year planner. Mm-hmm. And I say, okay, next April, I am going to have this. Any happen. And that's actually how I found my marketing job. We got a good English, because I say, I am going mm-hmm. to find my marketing job in a year. I don't care what happened. If not, I start to freaking out. Mm-hmm.
This is what I do too. I do it monthly though. So every yeah. month in the beginning, instead of doing New Year's resolution, I started this, like, it's been my second year. Like January comes, the right before like December 25th or whatever, I'll say like, this month I want 3 to 4 goals, and I write on my blog, so I'm like putting it out there.
Yeah.
And I say, these are my priorities. And then, I mean, of course, I'm not going to say 100% I always yeah. achieve them. Maybe each one, not that I fail, but I haven't like fully grasped yeah. it. But it's fine, because that's how you can assess it, and then
yeah.
you know, make it more even yeah. more defined for the next
one. And you have like, you can have like monthly goals, like
mm-hmm. years, financial goals, social, yeah,
deal. I mean, you can like organize your goals yep. in the way you want, but you always need to have something to wake up. You need to have something in your mind, like, I need to wake up tomorrow at 5 a.m. because, you know, I need to do this. I need to make this work. So, first, goals. Goals are so important. Second, trying to balance your life. If that means, like, you need to try to train your mind, train your soul, train your heart, and train your physical, mm-hmm. your body, mm-hmm. in this case. When you find those balance in life, you are going to be okay to reach whatever you want. Because what you need to understand, and I understood this because I used to live in Venezuela, is that money is not happiness. Material things aren't happiness neither. Happiness is inside you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think, oh, I don't have money. If, for example, you want to move to New York and you say, I don't have money, I don't have this, I don't have this, you say, how can I find this to move to New York? So don't find excuse, just find the way.
A solution, yep.
Period.
Oh, I love that. Oh my God, you're so inspiring. Okay, the last question is, what is the one thing you love most about yourself?
Wow, I feel like, oof, that's a hard question. Let me think.
I know. I think sometimes this question makes people uncomfortable, because
yeah.
it forces them to have a mirror of their, like,
I never think about, okay, Gail, what do you love about you, you know?
I know, but this is good, because yeah. I think we all have something that, you know, that, like, we can give to the world. I mean, I can see already what, you know, you're about and all that. But I want you yeah. to be able to just leave off with, like, hey, I'm amazing and this is why.
I really like...
You really love.
I really love. I think I really love about me that I always find a way mm-hmm. to make the things work.
For sure.
And I am not complaining about things every freaking day of my life. So I just try to be as positive as I can. And that's nice in this world when you find a lot of negative people.
Yeah.
You know, and if you talk with me, I know I am like a content creator, and I know I work in marketing, but at the end of the day, if you talk with me, you are going to talk with a person, and I am going to help you as a person. And you know that, like, I know. I am not going to tell you about photography.
And that's why I value you as a person, as a friend, and as a human. You're so, this is so lovely. I feel like we're just, like, showering my apartment with, like, positive vibes.
We are so happy here. I'm so happy to be here, really. And this is my first podcast.
Hey, yeah, so you're never going to forget me.
So this is kind of amazing for me because this is actually a window to share my story.
And it's great to get your public speaking skills.
What do you think about my speaking?
They understand this. Well, I just want to thank you again so much for coming on. I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. I'll leave all of Andreina's information below. But also tell the listeners, what are you up to? Where can they find you? What can they expect from you?
You can find me everywhere as Andreina Valderrama. I'm using YouTube right now. I have Instagram. I have my blog. I have my presets that you can buy also if you want a discount. Tell me too. I actually love to help people. So I actually love Pinterest too. So you can find me in Pinterest too. More inspiration. There's a lot of content, photography content that I just share in Pinterest because I feel like they doesn't match with my feed. Right. So you know, Pinterest is a great way. And I am a content creator. You are going to find a lot of inspiration for your feed, or if you want to take Instagram photos, if you live in New York, and if you want to find new places in the city, my feed is the perfect place. Trust me. And after that, right now I am trying to talk a lot about marketing tips to make your profile life be a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, wow, my life, you know, this life, the Venezuelan girl life.
I love your plug. It's amazing. Again, thank you so much for coming
on. You're welcome. It was so nice.
I hope you guys enjoy listening to this episode, and then be sure to check out the next one coming out next week. All right, bye.
Bye.